Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. One of the first things those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM, let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist LP Official is making his first appearance here on the program to talk with us not only about his love of music, but also to tell us what he hopes you're able to take away from the music that he produces. You guys are also going to be listening to his single, Keep It Single Here, Simple, here on the program. LP, congratulations to you on the success, and thank you so much for being on with us, man.
Thank you very much, and thank you to have me. I really appreciate it, and I love the introduction. How are you?
Hey, doing really well, man. Well, you know, let's go ahead and start talking about your own introduction to music. I mean, when did you first realize that this was what you wanted to do with your life?
Okay. I got this dream since I'm a kid, like maybe around 5, 6 years old. And I decided to make the step in 2003. I was at the concert of Shaggy in Montreal. So in 2003, I see him performing and I'm like, you know what? This is exactly what I want to do, and I have to pursue and make it happen. So that's what I did, and I created this group called GKD back in the day. We were 3 guys, and this is how I started to perform and start my career with this group, and now I'm here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, LP, you know what I thought was so interesting when I was prepping for this segment with you is that you have fans literally around the world. I know, for one thing, of course, the internet has made things possible, but what has it been like for you to be able to see how people, I mean, as I said, literally around the world are not only liking your music, but also supporting you as well?
It's very interesting. It's like even now I'm still surprised. The best example was for me in 2010. I went to do a small little tour in Italy, and when you start to have people listen and sing your song when you perform, you like you say, internet. It's a really good social media because you realize without TV or radio, if people like your music and dig your music and you hear and like they're all the possibilities are open, you know. So, yes, So, it's a weird feeling. I can't even explain that, but I'm happy and I enjoy it. I'm able to touch people and they share my music, and it's really good for me.
Exactly, and you know what? And now, of course, we're able to do the same thing. You and I actually met through the social site Facebook, but you have, you know, of course, tens of thousands that follow you throughout the various sites. Does that also inspire you, LP, as you're going throughout your career? Does it inspire you when you see the way that people are loving your music and also supporting you?
Yes, a lot. And honestly, even sometimes when it's difficult, I got a rough time. See comments and support by people give me the energy, the strength to keep pushing and never give up. And those people actually really help me to keep pushing because they just let me know, you're right, you do the right thing, we love it, keep doing it. You give us a really good pleasure and stuff like that. So, yes, they give me the energy to keep pushing.
Yeah. Well, you know what, I think that should be great encouragement for all of us. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. LP Official is my guest. We're talking to him not only about the universal appeal he's been able to have, but also when this all first began for him, and he was kind of sharing a part of that story. You know, I think another thing that's happened, LP, is that, you know, people are not able to see what you're doing, but I think it also shows them what's possible for them. I mean, what has it been like for you as you thought of yourself as an inspiration to other people? I mean, just by your doing what you love, you've inspired other people to do the same thing. Is that something that you expected, or is it just a side effect of doing what you love?
No, honestly, that's something I expect too, because I've been to a lot and many times by many people, forget about it. Don't do it, nothing's going to happen, you're never going to make it. I heard that a lot, and I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one. But what I'm doing, and when I have other people who follow me and just pushing me, make me think like I can do it, and that it's one of the things that I try to push other people to pursue a dream like I did, and I'm like that's the best thing. So yes, it's again really 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 good, and I want people to do the same thing because nothing is impossible, especially now with internet. Nobody can say no, you're not good. If you think you're good, if some other people saw it and feel it, that means you have something. So you have to go and pursue your dream.
Yeah. Well, you know, I thought one thing that I found out that I didn't know about you when you and I were initially introduced on Facebook is, you know, that many people expected you to, you know, to be more into sports, that rugby was something that was really big in your life. I want to talk about the turning point of 2002 for a moment because, you know, I think all of us, you know, when we are trying to figure out what we're supposed to be doing, where we're supposed to be, something happens in our life that says, you know what, where I am right now is not where I want to be. And if I'm going to get where I want to be, I have to make a choice. Talk to us about the choice you made in 2002, LP, to leave rugby and then to move and to pursue music.
Okay, this is exactly what happened. So I was playing rugby for this club called Racing Club de France, one of the biggest rugby clubs in Europe. I played for the junior French team until 19-year-old. And during the World Cup, I get hurt, so I wasn't able to perform like I used to be. So they canceled my contract. So what happened after that, I was like, what I'm going to do? I was like, kind of like, okay, what I'm going to do? So I got some family that used to live in Canada, and my uncle was telling me, come. You need to see how Canada look. It's good. So I'm like, you know what? I just finished high school. I just got my degree. I'm going to try. So I pack all my stuff, and I leave at 19 with nothing to restart everything. And you know, when you have this time, you don't do sport and all that. You have more idea of writing. You have more experience about life because basically for that you have more life experience, so you can write better lyrics about your personal life and your personal life, your personal experience. So that's how things start. Then this concept come, and then this is everything come up like that. You know, I follow the voice of God, and I think He have a plan for all of us. So I just follow it, and this is what happened.
Yeah, this is what happens. The rest, as they say, is history. LP, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about the single we're going to be listening to here, Keep It Single, Simple, and also have you introduce that for our listeners, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, you're joining us here at 92.3 FM for our radio listeners, but online around the world through blogtalkradio.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
My name is Floyd Williams. I'm the author of the book, The Origin of Racism. Family, I want to speak personally to you. $1.1 trillion comes through Black America, yet we're still considered on the bottom of the rail. This is solely due to lack of unity and our self-image of ourselves, which we project on others that look like us. Inside of my book, The Origin of Racism, lies the cure. Foremost, through knowledge of self, emphasis of our divinity and value of the woman. My goal is to be an inspiration through my respiration. The Origin of Racism can be purchased online at UnspokenTruthFloydWilliams.com. UnspokenTruthFloydWilliams.com.
In these uncertain economic times, getting a solid financial footing can be quite a challenge. However, minister, entrepreneur, and author Sonia L. Thompson has written 3 books to help you whether you're in business or facing bankruptcy. Break out of poverty into financial abundance. Seeds of Prosperity, and Business by the Bible are God-inspired tools you need to be successful. Order your copies today at lifeintheWordMinistries.org or at Amazon.com.
And we're back with Conversations Live, and our conversation with recording artist LP Official. He's making his first appearance on the show, talking with us not only about his journey in music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. Before the commercial break, he took us into a decision he made in his life in 2002. And LP, now as we look at you, I mean, your YouTube channel has over 500,000 hits. You have over 18,000 that are following your every tweet on Twitter, thousands that are staying in contact with you on Facebook. You know, talk to us about your music and what you hope our listeners and also the world know about music created by LP Official. When they hear music by you, what do you want them to think about?
Like I said, I want to, like, kind of create a brand. Like, my single is Keep It Simple. So I just want people to understand it's all that. If you just be cool with yourself, you just believe on you, you're not stressed, you let things happen, you keep it simple, things will come to you. And I want just people, when they listen to my music, to just have pleasure, enjoying time, and just I want them to affect their life in a good way, in a positive way. Like I said, to keep it simple, that let things be cool and things will come to you. No stress, and believe, have faith in everything you do. And that's it. That's my big message I try to give to people. Try to stay positive and focused, and things will come. And
there
never you
go. Give
up.
Staying positive. Exactly, staying positive. Here is the single, Keep It Simple. When we come back, we're going to let you guys know how you can stay in contact with LP and also support his music. We'll be right back after this. Keep It Simple by LP Official here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. We're actually joined by the man, LP Official himself. He's been talking with us not only about this experience for him to be able to share his music with all of you, he actually took us into the journey of how he got to where he is today. So, you know, inspiration is a big part of your message, LP. You know, what should our listeners and your fans be looking forward to?
What are they looking for? I think try to get away from problem and the life and just escape. That, I think, is what they're looking for when they're listening to my music, is I try to refresh all my friends and all the people who love my music and just try to give them, like I said, a really good time and just forget our problems for a minute. They just escape. That's what I wanted. I think this is what they're looking for. It is what they're looking for, what they can perform into.
Right. Well, you know, and what do you have coming up musically that they should know about as well?
Okay, so I got my second single coming up called Love. So I'm supposed to shoot this music video maybe for July with some special surprise in the video with a guest VIP and Violet. So that's the second project. And before that, my main focus is just my tour. I'm booking a U.S. club tour all the summer. And that's my main focus, to be able to touch more people and touch the people who follow me since many years who never saw me perform. So I'm going to try to go in all these little towns and see those people who support me since long time.
Okay. All right. So where can our listeners find out more information about you, LP, and also stay in contact with your music? Where can they go online?
Okay, the best thing is by Twitter. I'm really good with Twitter. It's @LPOfficial. That's the best way. Or my website, www.lp-official.com. Or my YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/LPOfficial. All that together, that's the best way to keep in touch with me. And on my website, all the links are there, the phone cloud. You can reach me out and... 50% of the time, I answer to people, so I'm really connected with my people.
All right. Well, you know what, and I know they appreciate it too. We know we have listeners that are literally joining us even for this conversation online. I spoke, and we want to thank Diana for listening in. She actually is joining us also through the Blog Talk side, as well as we have others that have checked in, not only from Atlanta, also we have individuals from the Chicago area that have checked in through our switchboard that have called in to listen to this conversation and to show their support for you, ALP, as well. My last question to you would be this. What advice do you have for anybody who has a dream? What advice do you have for them about the importance of going for that dream no matter what?
No matter what, never give up. The first thing and the second thing, never listen to people when they told you to give up or to forget about that. Just pursue your truth. So listen advice if people try to help you to make it happen. But people who ask you to forget about that, let it go, never listen to them. Just listen to yourself and follow your dream. That's what is matter for me.
All right. So, again, follow your dream, and you're hearing it from someone who knows firsthand, who basically packed up everything in 2002, and now here he is being able to do what he loves and to share with all of you. LP, congratulations again on all your success, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and great show, and I really appreciate to have you have me on here. I really appreciate it, and thank you very much.
Hey, man, glad to do it. You're welcome back here anytime. Again, LP Official, everyone. You can stay in contact with him on Twitter @LPOfficial. That's LPOfficial is where you can find him. Again, that's @LPOfficial. On his website is www.lp-official.com is where you can find him. Then he also, as he said, he's all over the place. You can find him also on his social sites like YouTube as well. And if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the links are already available on both of those places. And we actually did tag LP on Twitter, so you can be able to find him easier. Go to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can go and listen to the link completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social buttons. We appreciate all of you joining us for this part of our program. Again, we thank LP Official for being able to come on the show and really share not only his music, but also I think the message behind his music as well. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take our time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live this afternoon. Have a great one.